Cool temperatures and a little bit of shower activity will be the rule across the northern plains and upper Midwest over the next. Shower activity will be scattering across parts of the region today and for a little while tomorrow as well. But we will look at dry weather Friday through the weekend, and an opportunity for more sunshine should translate into warmer temperatures. But it will be nippy across the region for the next couple of days. High temperatures today, 60s and 70s, with the exception of southern South Dakota, where 80s are likely. Tomorrow, the cooler air will prevail and spread farther to the south, with 60s and lower 70s expected throughout the region, and Friday will still be in the 60s and 70s. But after that, we'll start to rebound with more widespread 70-degree temperatures on Saturday and Sunday, and we may start seeing a few lower 80-degree temperatures as we move into the early part of next week. But as I mentioned before, it will be a slow warming trend, but it's going to be ideal weather for the first part of August, obviously. I can't complain about this kind of temperature regime, although we do need to warm it back up to perpetuate a more favorable summer crop development rate. Our nighttime lows will be coolish, too. That's certainly something to consider as well. The nighttime lows are going to tumble into the 40s and lower 50s as we go forward through the next few nights. It looks like Friday morning will probably be the coolest morning, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a few temperatures in the lower 40s across parts of the region. And then after that, as we move into the weekend, those 40s will become fewer and farther between, and Sunday we should be mostly in the 50s, and the same thing will occur on Monday of next week. Now, we do have a chance for a little bit of precipitation in the region, but today the precipitation is going to be scattered in about 40 to 45% of the region. Moisture totals aren't going to be all that great. An upper-level low will slip across the northeast corner of North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we go into Thursday, and that will likely bring us some additional drizzle and a few light showers. But otherwise, tomorrow should be a relatively drier day compared to today. Moisture totals over the 2 days combined will not be all that impressive. They should run from a trace upwards to around 35 hundredths of an inch most often, with local totals to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. And we will see the majority of that moisture today. And then as we go from Friday through Sunday, as I mentioned before, we should be seeing mostly dry weather with a lot of sunshine. In the meantime, the remnants of Hurricane Debby will continue to produce a deluge of rain from the Carolinas northward into New England and even southeastern Canada eventually. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.